Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast
Radio. But let's head to Europe, to Brussels, where standing by is MEP Mick Wallace. Good morning to you, Mick.
Morning, Alan.
Hopefully the weather is finer where you are at the moment, because it's non-stop rain here and the people of Wexford are at the pin of their collar. Is there any word about the weather conditions on the European front, about the state of the farmers here in Ireland at the moment, or is it not even on the agenda, Mick, as we speak?
Well, it's actually, I mean, people are, it was the wettest March in the history of Ireland, by all accounts, and it has actually, I've heard people talking about it, and it was a wet March in most of Europe, so it isn't just Ireland. Ireland probably maybe suffered worse than some places. I mean, the weather's been actually good in Belgium for the last week, but March was very wet here as well. It was wet in Italy and Germany and France. So it's a big problem for farming all across Europe, because March was always the month, March, early April, was the time for sowing right across Europe. So it is a big problem, absolutely.
Okay, one to keep an eye on for us when you're over there, and fly the flag for Wexford in this particular issue, because it is causing so much distress. We will, by the way, be linking in with the IFA for an update. I think their representatives are currently in Dáil Éire, and I think they're meeting Sinn Féin today, but we will link in with Gerard Mahoney for an update. And also, again, to reiterate the call, as agreed with our Managing Director, Eamon Buttle, that if you have fodder to spare and you're willing to share it with members of the farming community and you'd like us to get the information to the authorities, pick up the phone, give Marianne a call, or text or WhatsApp us here in 087 373 7956. We will do it in confidence. Mick, you've long been vocal on the international stage, particularly when it comes to the ongoing crisis in Gaza, and I want to get your update on this. But straight away, there was a very special report from the special rapporteur of the situation of human rights in the Palestinian territories occupied since 1967, given by Francesca Albanese, and this is literally hot off the presses. What happened, when did it happen, and what were the findings, please?
Well, she has just published our report, and we hosted her last night in the Parliament for a couple of hours, and people were standing in the theatre. It was packed. There was over 300. There were seats for over 300, but there wasn't room for everyone. Massive event. But she's become world famous because she's a UN special rapporteur for Palestine, and she has been one that has been very brave. She's been prepared to speak truth to power at great risk, and I can tell you that she has come under a lot of pressure from different angles to stay quiet and not to be speaking so clearly. But she's a very, very brave woman. She's an Italian woman, and she's doing amazing work. And she's a woman that's making a difference. She's amazing, honestly. And her report, I mean, we could probably make her report available on our Parliament website on the for anyone that wants it. It's not a long report. It's very clear. Okay. What it does is it looks at what is happening in Gaza, and it looks at the crime of genocide, right?
Yeah, now, can I stop you, I stop you before we even go any further? Because you sent me a summary of it, and I have it here in front of me, but I prefer if you would actually read out some of it, please, because...
Well, okay. Just at the start... Okay, I'll just read the summary for a start, right? I mean... She says that after 5 months of military operations, Israel has destroyed Gaza. Over 30,000 Palestinians have been killed, including more than 13,000 children, and another 12,000 are presumed dead, and 71,000 injured, many with life-changing mutilations. 70% of residential areas have been destroyed. 80% of the whole population has been forcibly displaced. Thousands of families have lost loved ones or have been wiped out. Many could not bury and mourn their relatives, forced instead to leave their bodies decomposing in homes, in the streets, or under the rubble. Thousands have been detained and systematically subjected to inhuman and degrading treatment. The incalculable collective trauma will be experienced for generations to come. by analysing the patterns of violence and Israel's policies in its onslaught on Gaza. This report concludes that there are reasonable grounds to believe that the threshold indicating Israel's commission of genocide is met. One of the key findings is that Israel's executive and military leadership and soldiers have intentionally distorted international human law principles, subverting their protective functions in an attempt to legitimize genocidal violence against the Palestinian people. Now, she goes on to actually look at... Now, she puts it in context for us, and, I mean... It's funny now, but I mean, even in the European Parliament, right, people don't like putting things in context. And like, and with on the Gaza issue, right, for example, they don't want to talk about what happened before October 7th. I mean, the Hamas attack on October 7th was a brutal attack and it was terrible. And we all condemned it, as we should. But let's look at why it happened and what happened before October 7th. And she just points out then, she says, since 1967, Israel has advanced its settler colonial project through military occupation, stripping the Palestinian people of their right to self-determination. This has resulted in the segregation and control of Palestinians, including through land confiscation, house demolitions, revoked residencies and deportation. Israel construed Palestinians as a security threat to justify their oppression and decivilization, namely the denial of their status as protected civilians. She goes on to say that Israel has progressively turned Gaza into a highly controlled enclave. Since the 2005 evacuation of Israeli settlers, Israel's settler movement and leaders have framed Gaza as a territory to be recolonized and its population as invaders to be expelled. These unlawful claims are integral to the project of consolidating the exclusive and unassailable right of the Jewish people on the land of Greater Israel, as affirmed by Netanyahu. And she said, this is the historical background. And I know I don't want to be reading too much, but
no,
she goes
no, you've given,
she
us, looks, you've given looks, us a fair she, assessment
she,
of it now.
She looks at what is genocide, and there's about six different elements of genocide, and she deals with three of them in relation to where she says that Israel is blatantly breaking the law on these. Just killing members of the group is one, causing serious bodily or mentally harm to members of the group.
All right, I can hear noise in the background there as well, Mick. You've given us a fair insight. And what was the reaction to her then? And is what she said, is it likely to go global? Or will, I listened to your podcast, you believe a lot of what's emanating is not seeing the light of day at all. So what sort of reaction? I mean, you shared it with us this morning. Where will this now go, what she has just shared with you?
But I mean, okay, I mean, last night there was three speakers, right? You had Francesca Albanese, but you also had Diana Boutu, who is a Palestinian who living in the West Bank, originally from Gaza. And you had a fellow called Daniel Levy, right? An amazing guy. He's Jewish. He worked in the Barak government. He worked in the Yitzhak Rabin government for Israel. I mean, he was incredible to listen to. He was amazing, right? And just
what did he say, Mick? Time is catching up with me, but what did he say that you say was incredible?
He's obviously absolutely shocked at the hypocrisy of the political elites in Europe and America, right? And he says that it's an example of many of the wrongs in society today. And he talks about, and he says that the genocides couldn't have happened without the support of mainstream media. And he says that they have played a role, and he said they have normalized Israeli destruction of hospitals and houses and all the infrastructure. They're normalizing it. And he was saying, to talk about how we deal with it. I mean, he says, as citizens, we're not just voters. He says, you know, what we buy, where we buy it, where we work, sport. I mean, we've got to bring our concerns about this genocide into all the places and spaces that are available to us.
I have to leave it, Mick, for the moment. But just by way of conclusion, I mean, what you share with us this morning is very important to get out there, and we appreciate it. How can people access it? People are texting me. Where can they access the full summary of what Francesca said yesterday, please?
Let me look at that, and I'll send you. I'll let you know before the end of your show, right?
Okay, fair enough.
We will definitely try and make it available somewhere, because it is absolutely compulsive reading, and you won't read it in mainstream media. And sadly, something I've been pointing out all along, while over 90% of the people of Europe are horrified at what's happening in Gaza, only 2 weeks ago, we still had over 80% of the MEPs voting against blocking arms going to Israel from Europe. Can you think about that? Just think about that. Over 80% of the MEPs still want arms to go to Israel from Europe. It's shocking.
Thank you for taking time to talk to us this morning from his base in Brussels. That was MEP Mick Wallace.
Southeast Radio's Morning Mix.